It has been said if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter how you get there. Career choices require thoughtful planning and precise execution. Career Advisor Services was designed by leading retained search professionals. They provide a customized, tactical approach for executive career transition. Visit CareerAdvisorServices.com or call 800-710-7761.
Join Bill Coleman and Kelly Persichetti of Career Advisor Services on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 right here on 104.1 The Truth.
Here we go for our first live segment of the day. Again, this is Zara Larson with Circles of Change. And note our call-in line is 751-1041. And toll-free, it's 877-544-2580. So as always, it's a pleasure to welcome Bill Coleman from Career Advisor Services in Ohio. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Zara. Nice to be with you.
You bet. Well, I suspect it's a lot cooler there than we've got over 105 here in Tucson. So we're hopefully not going in any meltdown. But anyway,
it's unusually cool in Ohio today, and we would like to split the difference between you, I think.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. Well, yeah. Just a reminder for those who are new to our show that Bill Coleman and Kelly Persichetti, who's off doing other things here on Saturday, the two of them join me. Bill and Kelly come with a rich background in the executive search business, and they are now augmenting that perspective of working for clients to actually supporting individuals in their own quest to move their career to the next level. Bill's background includes both having been in search, as well as he worked in the transition field, or formerly called outplacement, as well as has worked inside a variety of companies. So brings the ability to sit across multiple chairs, right?
Right on.
Great. Well, I think Bill and I have decided today to pick the topic of, we'll just call it demystifying executive search. And for those who are listening that may not view themselves as executive, you can kind of put that word aside because this all relates to individuals that are working on helping companies find talent. So, Bill, how about you give us a sense of what a search firm is all about?
Well, Zara, there does seem to be some mystery around search firms and how they operate. And just to clarify both the structure and a little bit of the landscape. For people making over $75,000 per year, for those who have specialized technical or managerial skills and experience, there is some likelihood that their connection to a position, to a job, will be through a search firm. Simply put, there are two types of firms, what are known as contingency firms and retained search firms. Both tend to be very professional. Their fees are paid by the hiring companies, and each has their place in the world of recruitment.
If we want to give some sense, then the contingency firm isn't quite nearly as upfront loaded in the financial commitment, right, between the searcher and the client.
That's correct. Contingency firms are paid only when they fill a position. So, again, their fees are contingent on their being successful in placing their candidate in a job. Contingency firms tend to have specialty areas. They tend to be niche-oriented. They can be very helpful to a job seeker in that they typically will take resumes and distribute them to multiple companies who may have openings. On the other hand, retained firms are paid by a company to manage the entire hiring process.
That's right.
And typically are hired in the recruitment of executives who would make over $150,000 per year. Retained search firms typically have an exclusive on the assignment, working on behalf of the client company, so no other firms would be involved in the searches that they are working on in the positions that they are recruiting for.
And even if a resume is surfaced by another venue, it's handed then over to the retained search firm, right, to manage the whole talent process.
That is correct. they really work as a consultant to the company. Retained firms in most cases supplement the work of the companies in internal hiring or staffing organization.
So if I got a call last week, an individual that I'm coaching, Bill, and she was rather frustrated, and she said, you know, I feel like I've exhausted my networking abilities. Could you help me find a search professional that I could send my resume to? And I really cautioned her that that is not how things work. And in fact, she should really be leery by anyone who says they're a search professional that would represent them in her quest to find a job, correct?
In my opinion, Zara, no one can represent you better than yourself.
Right.
And particularly when it comes to what I believe are the most important aspects of you, and that is who you are, what your objectives in your job search and your career are, and you know where you find fulfillment. I also am skeptical of firms that will purport to be able to find jobs, find openings for individuals. And I think there is a point to be made here in this rather unique economic environment that we're in right now. From my experience in interacting with companies on a daily basis, many companies are avoiding using search firms except as a last resort.
And that's because of cost, right? Right now.
It's strictly because of cost. Search firms are expensive. They typically charge as much as 25% to 30% of the annual salary to fill a position. And in many cases, if the first time a company is introduced to your resume is through a search firm, the company will be obligated to pay that firm some sort of a fee if they hire you. So my advice to people is before you would turn your resume over to a search firm to represent you or to distribute your resume to companies, you should have done everything that you can possibly do to try to connect directly with companies that you have targeted. I think particularly now it's very beneficial for you to network, to find as many open doors as you can into some of the companies that you would like to be considered by.
You bet. Bill, back to this discussion of a contingency firm versus a retained. If I was a candidate, why would it make a difference to me to even know what kind of relationship that search professional has with the hiring firm?
There are a couple of reasons. First of all, understanding if that firm is the exclusive agent of the company, because if they are, I would expect that they will have a lot of insight into the job, mm-hmm. into the culture of the company, into the hiring manager and the wishes of that individual. Also, you will know in your communication with them exactly where you stand in their process. Are you the top candidate? Are you being seriously considered? Have they put you on the back burner? If you're dealing with a contingency firm that may be one of a multiple number of firms that are submitting resumes to a company to fill an opening, they may not know the whole picture, may not be able to tell you where you stand in the total process, because they can only account for the candidates that they have presented. So from a candidate point of view, a job seeker point of view, it can become rather complicated to understand where you stand in the process. I also would be interested, if I'm a job seeker or a candidate, to understand something of the relationship between the search firm and the client company.
Sure.
Certainly, if it's a contingency firm and they have a great reputation and they have, in fact, presented a number of winning candidates to the company, then I'm going to feel very good about being associated with them. If the search firm that I'm dealing with has a retained search relationship with the company, I will then understand that they're representing the company. I will expect that they know a lot about the company. But I will also not turn to them for advice and expect to get specific counsel from them in terms of how I can best position myself, because I know that they're representing the company.
Yeah, that's a big difference, a huge distinction. Now, Bill, we might as well throw in the mix here also for our broader listening audience the differences then between an organization that is a staffing organization that provides talent, you know, on a temporary basis or part-time basis, or helps company maybe test drive employees before they would consider hiring them and making them an inside employee.
Sure. These firms have taken up a very important position in the entire staffing and recruitment area, particularly as companies have outsourced certain functions or have tried to maintain permanent headcount levels by using temporary type employees. And Zara, this idea of interim employees has extended to the executive level where we typically work.
Mm-hmm.
It is now common that companies will consider for periods of 6 to 9 months of bringing in an interim executive to fill a position or to head up a project versus, the traditional manner of hiring someone full time.
And if I might add, Bill, that actually that opens up for certain individuals a wonderful career opportunity that you could perhaps capitalize on, 20 years of very broad experience and then get multiple rides and in a, whether it be a change agent role or a segue for them to be in an acting capacity. I think it's for particularly individuals who think they, quote, have retired, that nonetheless they can come back and share their experience in a different way, right?
It has become a bit of an ideal working situation for some individuals, and they can clearly have an impact. For some who have been in the corporate setting and for one reason or another have left that and do not necessarily desire to step into a similar role. Interim type positions offer an excellent alternative for them to stay active, to have an important and quick impact on companies. And there are any number of interim firms that work both at the middle management level as well as the executive level.
I think the other thing I've seen, and by the way, if anyone would like to call in for a question for Bill, the number again is 751-1041. Having been an individual inside a corporation that leveraged both retained contingency staff and interim firms that I have done over my portfolio of years, because there's a place for each one depending on the dynamics that are needed in your various sets in your organization. But there is no better way for both a company and a prospective individual to step in and do a test drive with some money exchanged in the process, of course, to say, really, is that the kind of culture, is that kind of the industry I'd like to work in, and the vice versa. So I know right now in some of my coaching work with individuals that, are really struggling with finding full-time placement, but yet they have fabulous technically based skills, or as you said, staffing organizations often are in certain niche areas, is to go in, get on the inside of a given firm, and before you know it, when the first full-time opportunity comes in, you're then the lead of the pack.
Zara, I think most of us now believe that our recovery within the economy is going to be slow, is going to take a while, and I would encourage individuals to consider taking a look at some interim or temporary type positions. Traditionally, the risk of doing that is that if you are in a job seeking mode, you take yourself out of the job market when you're working. But as the job market remains slow, I think individuals should consider some of these types of opportunities.
Well, Bill, back to the mission of Career Advisor Services. Again, your alter ego life, obviously, is being a retained search professional. Of course, that's how Bill and I know one another. And then you and Kelly have established Career Advisor Services. And why don't you remind our listener audience how that came about and why there is such a logical connection point from the knowledge and the know-how and the know-who that you two have?
As we have interacted with professionals in their job search, it has become apparent to us that many individuals struggle to develop good plans, good methodology, and the right tools and resources to represent themselves and really conduct the most effective and successful job search. We put together the idea of Career Advisor Services to really support professional individuals in their job search from a tactical point of view. We have planning resources to assist them. We have consultants that are available. And maybe very uniquely and most importantly, we have our business researchers who are available to provide customized research for individuals to help them put together target lists of companies, identify leaders within companies that they should be contacting directly. And as we're talking today, Zara, to put together lists and resources within search firms, be they contingency firms or retain firms, that may best help an individual within their job search. We believe that the service is rather unique in the tactical focus that it has. It is able to be delivered virtually by phone, by video conference, or in person. And again, it's intended to be a highly customized program designed by the client, the job seeker, and their consultant.
Yeah, that's great. In fact, again, for those listening, it's www.careeradvisorservices.com. And as you go to their site, you'll see there's a variety of templates you can look at, thought starters that get you engaged. Well, Bill, let's wrap up with one. What's your tip of the week? Did you have a special thought you wanted to share with everyone?
I do have a thought, Zara. Many times when individuals reach out to search firms, or more commonly when they are contacted by an executive recruiter, I would encourage everyone to ask questions of that recruiter as to their relationship with the company that they are representing, to understand if they have an exclusive on the search. How long have they been working with the company? How well do they know the company? Have they met with the hiring manager? How many other placements have they made at the company? I think it will give one a better sense of just how seriously they should consider this opportunity, or to better understand the position that the search firm has with the
company.
You bet,
and because it's all the idea of managing expectations, right, in that process.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Bill, thank you again for joining us. We'll catch up with our colleagues from Career Advisor Services next time this week. Have a great week.
Thank you, Zara.
You bet. Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
It's been said, if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter how you get there. In today's environment, career choices require thoughtful planning and precise execution. Career Advisor Services was designed by leading retained search professionals. Backed by nationwide market research, they provide a customized tactical approach for executive career transition. Visit careeradvisorservices.com or call 800-710-7761. Career Advisor Services, understanding executive needs for precise execution. 800-710-7761. One.